warning.
Sure, beef patty, lettuce, tomato.
You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you?
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
Mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of Darman LaFoe.
Push it right to the edge.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. Now don't call me Shirley.
I know you like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
This won't be played on your radio.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
We had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. What would you make the world you have now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to play like I do.
Where were you in 78? Where were you in 79?
Where is it? I've never heard any music like this in my life before. And if I ever have, I don't know where I heard it.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Funnily, it's layers. Up on top of one another, like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
I've been nervous lots of times.
So I heard you wanted to see me.
Yeah, that's right. I didn't get my cup this week.
What do you mean? I already paid you the money.
Not the money, the other cup. You know what I'm talking about.
The other cup.
Take my hand and come with me because you look so fine that I really want to make you mine. I say you look so fine that I really want to make you mine. 4, 5, 6, come on and get your kicks. Now you don't need the money when you look like that, do you, honey? A big black boots, a long brown hair. She's so sweet with her. Said, are you gonna be my girl? It's a 1, 2, 3, take my hand and come with me because you look so fine that I really wanna make you mine. I said, you look so fine that I really wanna make you mine. 4, 5, 6, come on and get your kicks. Now you don't need the money with a face like that, do ya? I said, are you gonna be my girl?
Like a good girl, but I'm definitely a bad girl.
Welcome to the Tears of the God sound collage. That's right. It's not just a radio program. It's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, real world historical events mixed in between and on top of the music. And it's only here on WMFO in Medford. Tufts Freeform and Educational Radio. I'm your host, Edward Buechert, and tonight our theme is called Jets and Other Arrow Things. And we are featuring, well, we've got a triple feature for you this evening. Because on a Tears of the Gods, we've always got some kind of a feature. We go deep into the music as opposed to a plastic sushi sound collage where we always start off with some Japanese music and then go genre jumping, mixing it up with as many different styles of music as possible that match our theme. But tonight, we've got three featured artists for you. The Australian band Jet, who actually named themselves after the Paul McCartney song. And then we've got the American rock star, Joan Jett. And then probably the biggest rock band ever to come out of the Boston area, Aerosmith. Plus, tonight I'm presenting my first real ever significant foray into radio news journalism, with a news report on the September 18th City of Somerville public hearing, the Committee on Public Health and Safety. They convened a meeting about all the noise that quite a number of us here in Somerville, as well as Boston and Cambridge and Medford and Arlington and Belmont and Watertown, have been experiencing, suffering with indeed, especially the people in Medford. Yes, I'll be telling you more about that in the actual news report, which will be coming up in the second set. The structure of tonight's show is three long main sets, with the songs, the music alternating between our three featured artists, and then something else different right smack in the middle of each set. So it's a little bit like a boxed chocolate candy. You never know quite what you're going to get inside. But hopefully it's all good. And tonight, we've actually got two bands that each have two guitar players that just do an outstanding job playing off of each other, with playing two different guitar parts that complement each other. Like the brother team of Angus and Malcolm Young did while Malcolm was still alive. But in any case, tonight, I think, is going to be a really rockin' show overall. Our audio clips tonight, the little bits of sound, quotes, clips that I mix in between and on top of the music that makes it a sound collage. Well, tonight we've got excerpts from the 1980 parody film Airplane with Leslie Nielsen and Peter Graves and Lloyd Bridges. And then, of course, we've got all the audio clips from the September 18th public hearing on the airplane noise, and a lot of impassioned people talking about what they've been experiencing. And my ambiance tonight includes selections from Brian Eno's epic 1978 album, Music for Airports, as well as cool cover versions of those by the classical chamber group Bang on a Can. So we started off the music in that first intro set with Jet, Are You Gonna Be My Girl, from their Get Born album, which I'll give a rating. I'll give it a perfect album rating, which is my highest accolades for an album. Every song really rocks. No filler material on that one. And then we heard from Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, Bad Reputation. And then Aerosmith, Let the Music Do the Talking. And I love the slide guitar in there. That's become one of my passions, playing electric and acoustic slide guitar these days. Backing me up right now is Brian Eno with the first song on that Music for Airports, which is each one of the songs on there is just kind of numbered, reflecting its position. There are four tracks on the double-sided vinyl album, and this one is 1/1. Well, I think it's time to get the rest of your Friday night sound collage party going, and let's start off here with Aerosmith, and then we'll hear some Joan Jett, and then we'll hear some Jett. A little surprise there in the middle, and then some more Aerosmith, Joan Jett, and Jett again. And it all starts now. On WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Community, and even sometimes Educational Radio.
Teaspoon of this new drug, LSD, could render 50,000 people temporarily insane.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6!
Yeah.
cold at night. Yeah, well, I got my radio on. It's so exciting here with the skyscrapers in the dark. I feel in touch with the modern world. I feel in touch, I feel alive with 50,000 watts of power. I got the
seems to move in all directions while I sit here at America West Gate 11 here in the beautiful Phoenix, Arizona airport. It's 5:21 a.m. and I'm on my way to L.A. The band is a day off and Chrysalis Records has seen fit to fly me to the City of Light for interviews and a photo session. At best, I got a whopping 30 minutes of sleep. I'm running a fever, and my body feels like Billy Idol himself has pummeled me with his platinum discs. I don't remember the show I finished not 5 hours ago. I'm sitting with a bunch of cowboys and businessmen, and we are all coughing. Later. At LAX, good old Jeff, the Chrysalis Records press agent, will meet me, and I will do the method acting stunt. I will remember the last time I was sane and well-rested, and I'll act like that. I'll say, "Hi, how are you, man?" as he quickly glances at the bruise on my face like I got from the stage diver maniac. I'll remember that time when I was a mere slip of a youth in my early 20s, when no sleep was no sweat, and I'll reply with a lusty, vibrant laugh and say, "Ha-ha, great, man! Let's go get some beef jerky! Let's go get laid!" And he'll look at me with a worried glance, and we'll leave to go hang out and look at pictures of Billy Idol. Like there's really anything else you'd rather do.
To the people that go Mama Kins and working Mama Kins and hanging Mama Kins, Mama Kin.
Screaming!
touch me, and that hand will never touch anything again.
Hi, I'm Joe Perry.
And Steven Tyler from Aerosmith, here for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. Yeah, you know we love it when the music does the talking.
And you know, the music stops when someone gets killed.
So never, 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 never let someone you know get behind the wheel if they've been drinking. So keep it real, keep it real. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
You're tuned in to the Tears of the Gods sound collage here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Community Radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and our theme this evening is called Jets and Other Arrow Things, featuring the Australian band Jet, the American rocker Joan Jett and her Blackhearts, and Aerosmith. We began that set with Aerosmith and Toys in the Attic, and then a little audio clip from Dr. Albert Hoffman, discoverer of LSD, talking about how it can make a teaspoonful of it could make 50,000 people temporarily insane. And then Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, Roadrunner, Jett, Rollover DJ. And then a spoken word piece from Henry Rollins called Jet Lag from his album Rollins Speaks. Aerosmith again with a live version of Mamakin. And then we followed that with Joan Jett and the Blackhearts again, Do You Wanna Touch Me? And we concluded the music in that set with Last Chance from Jett. Backing me up right now is Brian Eno again with the first song on the second side of his epic 1978 ambient album, if you got the vinyl version there, Music for Airports. Well, let's continue very promptly with our next set. And in particular, we're going to start off with a collaboration between Run DMC and Aerosmith that actually helped Aerosmith get their career restarted at a certain point. And then it just took off again. And then we're going to hear a radio news report that I just made this afternoon, in fact. It's on the September 18th Somerville public hearing on the problems from all the airplanes that take off from Logan Airport due to a number of factors, including the massive growth. A growth like cancer, I would argue, with just too many planes, because they're making Boston be a hub. And then there's this other problem about the way that they've hyper-concentrated the airplane flights on very narrow, sacrificial neighborhoods. But in as much as we'll let the music do the talking for the music, we'll let the news report do the talking. Well, actually, what we'll do is we'll let the citizens do the talking, because there's a whole lot of that in this, coming up next.
That's always undercover, and I talk. swinging with the balls in school, with your feet flying up in the air, singing hack dip diddle with your skinny in the middle. I'm swinging like I didn't care. South is a big chance, it's a hot school dance. Miss who's ready to play, but me still fooling. What you knew what she was doing, she told me how the world is made. She told me to walk this way, taller than lead.
About a decade ago, Massport, the government agency that runs Logan Airport, decided they wanted to dramatically increase their revenue and the number of airplane flights into and out of Logan Airport. But they hit a problem. People in the surrounding communities were beginning to get upset about the noise and pollution, and the complaints would only increase with greater air traffic. So Massport and the FAA devised a two-part solution called RNAV. First, they would change the flight paths, so instead of spreading them out over the region, the airplanes would fly along very narrow GPS-directed routes. Then, with these so-called highways in the skies established, they would route all the planes on top of these exact same houses over and over again. Airplanes are massive generators of two kinds of pollution, and absolutely nobody wants either kind for themselves or their families. Nobody wants air pollution, and nobody wants house-shaking noise pollution. After RNAV was implemented in 2014, the residents of Boston, Cambridge, Somerville, Medford, Arlington, Belmont, and Watertown, who live below the high-intensity RNAV flight paths, have been suffering the consequences. For example, in Somerville, previously 59% of the homes were exposed to some airplane noise, but RNAV changed that to focus all of the air traffic on just 14% of Somerville. Massport claimed this was an excellent solution because it reduced noise for a majority of the people and would allow Logan traffic to keep expanding without affecting any additional people. Another factor is that ONAV considers schools, universities, nursing homes, and elder care facilities to all have a zero residential population, and thus the planes supposedly have no impact at all on any humans who happen to be there. So three of the RNAF flight paths were routed over Tufts University, one hugging the north side of campus, another the south side, and a third basically right down the middle. As the number of planes has increased under RNAV, people living in these sacrificial neighborhoods of the affected communities are now being woken up at all hours, breathing emission-filled air, and the loud noise and vibrations are stressing people out. Public meetings have or will be held in Medford, Somerville, Cambridge, Belmont, and other affected communities. On September 18th, the Somerville City Council Committee on Public Health and Public Safety held a hearing on the matter. Wig Zamore is the Somerville representative to the Massport Community Advisory Committee. Prior to RNAV, Wig was one of the 59% of Somerville residents who received some airplane noise, but he voted in favor of the RNAV decision to shift it away from his home onto 14% of other Somerville citizens. Wig presented a number of slides to explain and defend this decision. He began by describing how the FAA calculates noise, with a statistic called the average decibel noise level. That's not the loudest noise the planes make, but an average level for the neighborhood calculated over time. He also explained that the FAA measures noise using a 50-year-old standard originally developed for people living near military airfields, and that the most accurate data Massport has for the sacrificial neighborhoods is now quite old, from 2013, before RNAV was implemented.
This is the most important slide. Basically, that red line is a curve that shows what percent of people are annoyed at what noise level. And it's been around for about 50 years. Schultz, a social scientist, originally studied it for the Air Force when they were building bases and people started complaining. And the dots are all different people and individual communities. And you can see the variation in their reaction. Now, the vertical orange line is 65 dNL, and FAA generally just pays attention to things above 65 dNL and not below. Now, this curve is a new curve from World Health Organization Europe, and the black line is their estimate of highly annoyed, and their estimate is much higher than our FAA estimate. But their estimate is more like 20% at 50 dNL, as opposed to 3 to 5%. And their estimate is that 60% of the population would be highly annoyed at 70. So it's very different. And they've done a lot more research than anyone in the US. This is an old slide from 2013, 2014, which is the last year we actually have really good data from Logan and Massport. We don't have very good data. We can get DNL by block. That's a very small unit, and it would be very accurate. But we haven't been getting that since the transition from the Logan CAC to the Massport CAC.
Tara Tenick is the Somerville representative to the 33L Municipal Working Group, and she does live underneath a flight path. She explained that Massport is intent on growth, and she advocates for a fairer way to disperse the flights across the region.
I've been to many meetings where the FAA has told people that Logan is a 24-hour a day, 7-day a week business, and they intend to fill all of that time with airplanes if we allow it. And since we are at peak capacity at peak times during the day, they're now pushing more flights later into the night and earlier into the morning, and it's creeping in and it's really becoming a big problem. Before RNAV, the number of complaints was pretty non-existent. After RNAV was implemented, a lot more people are taking the time out of their busy lives and their busy days and calling in, writing in, electronically filing complaints because they are so disturbed by the noise that it's actually breaking down lifestyle that they were used to living. They can't sleep with their windows open at night, and it's only going to get worse. The operations at Logan are increasing every single year with no intention of implementing a curfew, with no intention of lowering operations, especially with the expansion of Terminal E. So we've got bigger jets flying the longest runway, which is our runway.
City Councilor Bill White also lives underneath an RNAV flight path.
Not only are the flights increasing out of Logan, but the flights going over off of 33L are increasing as a percentage as well. So the folks who live in our neighborhoods are getting the double whammy. And I guess the question to look at is, could there just be a more equitable solution of air traffic coming off of those runways? Why the burden has been shifted to us on a percentage basis is unknown to me.
I all summer can't sit on my porch and talk to my boyfriend because we can't hear one another. We're sitting 18 inches apart on the porch, and the planes are too loud to be able to hear one another.
You can't hear anything. Your TV, when you're on the phone talking to someone.
I can't even sit in my living room. I can't even talk on the telephone. It's terrible.
Because of our often early mornings, I have to sleep in our basement on a pillow couch with a fan and a noise machine to try to mask the sound. And even then, I can still hear the planes and don't get much sleep. It's maddening.
The unpredictability of the planes is really a problem. You can't schedule an outdoor event. You don't know when they're coming. I have smelled jet exhaust coming in my windows sometimes, which is really disconcerting.
It's very difficult to work with all that noise. I have a lot of soundproofing because I am a sound engineer. I do not believe those stats. I look forward to seeing the new stats because there is no way the volume level is what they're saying it is.
We have the flight track right over our house. When one flight is going over, the next one is starting, and that can go on incessantly for hours from early morning to late at night.
There are certain planes that are just louder than others. I can tell you after 10 o'clock at night, the flight to Doha and the flight to Dubai are the loudest planes in the air. Can we do something to at least make those be a little bit quieter?
On days when the flights are coming over, we're outside, we can't have a conversation because you can't get a whole couple of sentences in before you're interrupted again. And it's just maddening.
Other citizens testified about the personal health effects RNAV is having on their lives.
Airplane noise is, in fact, not just a quality of life issue, but a true health hazard.
Currently, we are making a choice to save fuel and increase air flights that does not acknowledge the health impact on our lives and the lives of our children. We are not studying the actual cost of carriers landing more planes at Logan Airport.
This is a constant in my life. I can't sleep at night. I can't leave my windows open. Susan's one of my neighbors. We're never on the porch playing Scrabble anymore.
My wife is an ICU nurse working 12-hour shifts, whose ability to quickly and accurately make life and death decisions depends on getting a good night's sleep, while planes roar after 11:30 at night, starting again at 5 a.m.
I defy anyone to live under those conditions and not start to go crazy and get really angry. And it just seems so completely unfair that the solution to the increased traffic out of Logan is to overburden people in certain neighborhoods and make them crazy.
Under the best circumstances, when winds blow in from the east, planes take off into the wind and fly out over the ocean. The big problems come from runway 33L, which was designed to be used when prevailing winds were coming from the northwest, but is now being used more generally to accommodate departures for all the extra new planes. People living in the RNAV sacrificial neighborhoods testified about the impact of late night and early morning departures, especially bigger, louder planes that take off in the middle of the night.
The 5 o'clock and the 6 o'clock U.S. Airs to LaGuardia, what can we do about those, right? So there are certain things we can do that are every night a problem. Let's call out those especially bad actors and do something about those.
We're also looking at aircraft that are heavier. There's different types of aircraft going over my home. So the ones that have more cargo, they vibrate. They vibrate the house. They vibrate the windows.
I would welcome any of you to come sit on my back deck when I'm entertaining guests and attempt to have an uninterrupted conversation.
Wig told the audience there would always be people who were more sensitive to noise, and that overall he thought RNAV was a pretty good solution to a difficult problem. That exhaust pollution from I-93 caused much more significant health problems for the people of East Somerville, and that the air